Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening once again. My name is David Scott, David Sparty Brown. We just got done with an interview with David Scott Brown, and it's a pleasure being back on the air, subbing for Jack Ebling. He'll be back in just a couple of days. Well, you probably know something about 4-H youth programs. It's part of Michigan State University, and you probably associate 4-H programs with rural areas or semi-rural areas throughout the state. But I bet you didn't know that 4-H has a very strong presence in the city of Detroit, more specifically Wayne County. And it's indeed a pleasure to welcome to the program a woman who works with the 4-H program down there, Kia Boyd. Hello, Kia.
Hi there. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing very well. I know it's a big place in Detroit, and it may seem a little odd that 4-H is part of the city, but what does 4-H do in the community?
Well, 4-H is still a youth development organization, no matter where it's located. But in Detroit, it has evolved a little bit in Wayne County to offer services that provide some great opportunities for the young people in the city and also the county. So we do mentoring, which is a way to bring about the 4-H pride and the things that 4-H is known for over the years, and expand not just from agriculture but into urban programming also.
Does that entail some of the traditional values that 4-H was founded on, in addition to some of the newer programs?
Definitely, definitely. We still build upon those founding things that were important, and we continue to work on health and fitness and various things that 4-H has been known for. We're just moving away a little bit from the agriculture, although we are doing some urban farming, and I should say more so urban gardening.
Is it a tough sell to bring 4-H programs to the community and to the areas of the city that you serve?
No, it's not. It's just a matter of explaining how 4-H can still provide those positive youth experiences for the young people of Wayne County and various urban areas.
You're specifically dealing with a mentoring program. Why is there a need for youth mentors?
Well, there's a need for mentoring to provide still positive role models for the youth of Wayne County, and not necessarily doing it in a club setting, but in a one-on-one setting where the adult mentor still serves as that role model and that teacher or educator in a sense. But it's in a one-on-one relationship where the mentor takes the young person within the community and does various activities to help them progress in their lives and their interests.
For example, what types of activities might be involved?
Well, matches do various activities. We try to encourage them to do a balance of educational and recreational activities. Some of our matches visit museums or their local libraries to study or work on a project. But we also encourage them to do fun things, too, where some of the matches may go roller skating or ice skating, still keeping up with the fitness and the health portion of 4-H.
There's always a need for mentors, right?
Oh, yes, yes, always a need.
And what is the responsibility of the mentor in terms of training and 4-H? How do you prepare them for this role as a mentor?
Well, that's a good question. We do try to prepare them in every aspect prior to being matched with a young person. We do provide 9 hours of training that focuses on youth development and boundaries with the young person and the parent, and things of that nature. And then we do a criminal history check, and we also do we get a copy of their driver's license to ensure that they're safe drivers without a record or a history of tickets. And we also do a face-to-face interview and 3 character references.
Wow.
Which, yes, to ensure that these are quality mentors that are interacting with the youth that are in the program.
Well, it sounds as though you really not only have to convince the mentor to be part of a quality program, but you also have to be able to convince the parents of the kids that are being menteed.
Definitely.
Or mentored, I guess.
Yes, yes, definitely. And that's why we do such an intense background check and training prior to being matched to ensure that there are quality adults and that the parents can rest assured in knowing that their child is in good hands.
And how long has this program been going on in Detroit?
Well, this program, specifically the Wayne County 4-H Mentoring Program, has been in existence since 2006, the beginning of 2006.
And has the program been able to expand, to grow?
Yes, we are growing as we speak. Each year we have been able to service more youth in the Wayne County area, and at this time we are expanding to provide group mentoring services for the community, not just the one-on-one, but some small group mentoring services that might mirror a little bit more of the typical 4-H that some people may be used to with one adult and 4 youth.
And how is the program funded?
The program is funded through federal earmarks through the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. So we have been successful in obtaining that funding initially, and we have renewed and applied again to receive additional funding.
Well, there has been some news of late how traditional sources of funding for federal support, state support, and county support, not just in Wayne County, but across the board, all over the state of Michigan, has been dwindling, has been cut to lower levels. How Yeah. might this affect the program?
Well, at this point, we have been very lucky to continue to receive funding, and we have funding until 2012 right now, and we're always looking to create partnerships and relationships in order to possibly pursue additional funding or different sources of funding. But right now, we have a great relationship with Wayne County, and we've been successful in obtaining and continuing the funding for now, and we hope that it will continue.
Is this unique to Wayne County, Southeast Michigan?
The program?
The program, or is it done elsewhere in the state of Michigan?
Well, this specific program is mentoring associated with 4-H is located in other counties within the state. Ottawa County has a mentoring program that this program was modeled after, and Macomb County also has a mentoring program that's similar. So within 4-H and MSU Extension, we are trying to increase the mentoring programs that we have available for the specific communities.
And how did you get involved in the program?
Well, I am an alumnus from MSU, and I happened to see a listing in the paper when the position was being advertised, and I responded, and I think it's kind of history from there, but I'm very excited to be a part of a program that is dear to my heart and also a part of the university that I attended and that I love.
And there's always an ongoing need for new mentors, right?
Yes, there's always a need for mentors, and I encourage anyone that may be listening or that may hear this at some point to please try to get involved in MSU Extension and 4-H and mentoring, and if you don't have a 4-H mentoring program in your area, to still volunteer as a club leader or as a mentor, because the need is there in any community.
Okay, and how do folks get in touch with your program and with you?
I would love for anyone to contact me that may be interested in gaining more information about the program. My telephone number is 313-833-3419, and my email address is knbowyd@msu.edu.
That's knboyd, B-O-Y-D, at msu.edu.
Correct.
Okay. What's been the most rewarding part of this experience for you?
Oh, the most rewarding part is seeing the mentees progress through the mentoring program. I know we don't have much time, but there was one particular mentee that started off in the program 4 years ago and had a challenging lifestyle with her mother and just a lot of challenges, didn't have a lot of positive role models. And she became a part of the program and has been with the same mentor for 4 years. And now the young lady is a junior at Cass Technical High School, is taking Japanese courses and playing the violin and geared up and ready to go to MSU. So that is one of the success stories, and that's what is just so rewarding for me to see the young people progress.
Well, I can imagine so, considering what some of these kids have been living their life in some of those neighborhoods in inner city Detroit. Kia,
yes.
Thank you so very, very much. We do appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on the Jack Ebling Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Kia Boyd is with the 4-H Mentoring Program in Wayne County, Michigan. That's Detroit. And again, if you'd like more information or volunteer your time and services, the phone number is 313-833-3419. My name is David Brown, and we're going to have a little bit of fun with games coming up in just a couple.